Hi, everyone. Yeah, it is time for the good stuff. And what? Guess what I have coming up?
Something about Halloween.
It is. It's a poem by Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, that ought to be good.
That's exciting. Let's dive into the world beyond the pastures with Tri-State Livestock News before we start with the poem. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read, Tri-State Livestock News.
And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Planning next year's vacation? Well, go to visitvalentine.com. Plan a river trip, a lake trip, whatever might be on your family's agenda. And don't forget this winter, some great ice fishing, some hunting opportunities, the Bull Bash, and Valentine's Day all coming up with the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament at the end of January. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
As promised, Yvonne Hollenbeck. This is from 2005. It's called Halloween Headlines. She had worked all day repairing pasture fence the calves tore down when she noticed it was getting late. And she must go to town. The stores would soon be closing, and there were several things they'd need to get them through the next few days, like groceries, salt, and feed. The fall work's always heavy with rounding up and weaning, so unexpected torn down fences gives work an extra meaning. And when you are so busy, you sometimes fail to see what day it is, or check the time, or where you need to be. She'd been outside since daylight with no time to comb her hair, and the Carhartts that she wore for work received a brand new tear. They were stained with grease and oil from the tractor that she drove and some burn holes on the sleeve from the Brandon iron stove. She always wore her Carhartts when she had to help the men, so there's blood stains and manure from the cattle working pen. She headed into town to get supplies, then hurried back, unloaded all the feed and salt in every grocery sack. The next day wasn't near so bad until the paper came. The first thing that she noticed was her picture and her name. Right there on the front page of the local town's Gazette was a headline and a picture that she will never forget. It was of her and her straggly hair and dirty old Carhartts putting sacks into her truck from loaded grocery carts. The title, neath the photo of this awful shocking scene, was The Annual Costume Winner. Yesterday was Halloween.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Yvonne.
You know, in the past on Halloween, we've kind of talked about different costumes. And, you know, there is no single number one Halloween costume of all time. You know, I thought maybe a monster, a Dracula or something like that would be most popular year to year. But actually, it kind of varies based on new movie releases and seasonal trends. However, some costumes have consistently remained popular over the years, including the classic witch. Of course, you see that. Also, superheroes like Spider-Man or Superman. A princess is always popular. And a ghost, whether it's just a sheet or some other costume for that. But those are kind of popular. Additionally, pop culture trends heavily influence costumes with characters from movies like Barbie, Spider-Man, or TV shows like Stranger Things, and often becoming some top-tier choices. So anyway, those are just some of the things that you might find out there on Halloween night. You know, in medieval England and Ireland, children would go souling, that's S-O-U-L-I-N-G, on All Hallows' Eve, visiting homes to sing prayers for the deceased in exchange for soul cakes. Not sure what soul cakes are.
Me neither, but it sounds interesting.
Have you ever heard of the Teal Pumpkin Project?
Teal? No, like the color teal?
Yeah, I think so. It encourages homes to display a teal-colored pumpkin to indicate they offer non-food treats, accommodating children with food allergies.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't think that's caught on here.
I have never heard about that
Me
before.
Me neither.
And let's talk about Halloween spending for a second, including costumes, decorations, and candy. That continues to increase each year, making it one of the most commercially successful holidays in the United States. So just a few things in there that we wanted to share with you on the good stuff today. Also, in medieval times, people associated black cats with the devil and the black plague as well. These felines were also associated with the witch and witchcraft culture and were often murdered for these associations. And it wasn't unheard of for people to see black cats in their everyday lives and, of course, think the worst on, not just on Halloween.
That's pretty somber.
It is.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the good stuff.